Saturday, November 13th, 2021. Just the barbell today. You, your thoughts, your favorite music, the heavy barbell, an Olympic lift going from ground to overhead, the clean and jerk. 7 sets of 1. Enjoy it. Nothing else is on the docket. We respect the heavy days, and that's why we get better. Last time that we did this workout was June 12th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your loadings, how long you rested, all that good stuff. Video today that you should watch, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113, so watch that. When I envision this day, the maximum load that you're trying to get overhead, I do not envision the power clean. I envision the full clean, the squat clean, going below parallel. So for today's videos, we have the squat clean and split jerk and the squat clean and push jerk. Your choice, either one that you want to do. Super Fitness Robot will be holding 90% or more of your one rep max across all sets. More likely is 70% or more across all sets. Wild card option, 7 sets of 1 of the squat clean thruster. How fun does that sound? Video showing that movement. Scaled option is still going to get you below parallel, but maybe the full clean is a bit too technically complicated for you at this moment. So you're going to do 7 sets of 1 of going from the ground overhead, but one rep will look like you power clean the weight, you then do a front squat, and then you push press it. And the push press is easier than the split jerk or push jerk, but you could certainly push jerk it or split jerk it if you are comfortable with that after you stood it up from the front squat. We've got videos showing all of those movements. And the other easy way to scale a heavy day is you just lower the loading. Don't be a hero. If you're new to these movements, use it as a day to get better. Lower the loading all the way down to an empty barbell or a broom handle or a PVC pipe. You know, you can get anybody, darn near anybody in the world, to do today's workout as long as you lower the weight enough. Limited equipment option. Here we go. Not for time. Dumbbell, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, 3 sets of 12 reps per leg. That's with a 50 for the men, 35 for the women. Single arm, bent over rows, 3 sets of 10 to 12 reps per arm. Dumbbell shoulder press, pair of 50s, pair of 35s, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Bulgarian split squats, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. And then dumbbell power clean and jerks, pair of 50s, pair of 35s, 30 reps in as few sets as possible. That is a day that just makes warriors right there. That is why the limited equipment crew are bulletproof zombie killers. We've got a video showing all those movements there. And if you've got other dumbbells available to you that work well, feel free to use whatever works well for you. No equipment workout. 10 rounds of max reps, broad jumps, 30 seconds, 1 minute rest between each one of those rounds. Posterior chain all day long. Accessory work for the day. First one is an either or. Either dumbbell front rack lunge, just 3 sets at whatever distance makes sense for you based upon the loading that you have available. I say 10 to 20 meters. If you have heavier dumbbells, the distance will be shorter. Lighter dumbbells, the distance will be longer. But it's not supposed to be till failure. It's just supposed to be 3 challenging lunge sets with the dumbbells. So it's that or, not both, linchpin complex number 1, which is power cleans, front squats, and shoulder to overhead. You choose the loading. It's 8. This is 1 complex. You do 8 power cleans, then 8 front squats, then 8 shoulder overhead. That's 1 complete complex. And you can do 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each, and it certainly does not need to be unbroken. The other part of the optional accessory work is not super flashy for Instagram, but my goodness, it's fantastic, and I hope a lot of people who do the accessory work take advantage of this. The SLIPS training. S-L-I-P-S stands for scales, L-sits, inversions, planks, and stretching. Take 15 to 20 minutes, divide it up amongst those activities, there's so much benefit there. We've got a video showing what each one of those movements are, and then a great video entitled Warming Up with Slips, an instructional video. And by the end of that, you will be a Slips master. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. And each of those are accompanied by a video. Halfway through November, absolutely cannot believe it. Enjoy your weekend, enjoy your rest day. When we come back on Monday the 15th, we have a named workout in store for us.